for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for an 80% chance for rain with a high of 88, tonight 50% chance for showers with a low of 70. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. New Hope School registration is scheduled for 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday in the school cafeteria. Fees for kindergarten through second grades will be $20, and third through eighth grades will pay $50, including a newly implemented technology fee. The fee will replace the Chromebook leasing option, and students who have already paid for their Chromebook in full will not be required to pay the $30 technology fee. Parents of kindergarten and new district students should bring a certified copy of their child's birth certificate and a copy of current immunization records, as well as proof of residency. Each child entering the school for the first time must present a current physical, proof of dental exam, and eye exam. Students entering second grade must show proof of dental exam, and those entering sixth grade must have a current physical, proof of dental exam on file, and several vaccines. Physical, dental, and eye exam forms are available at newhopepanthers.com. Horizon Healthcare will be on site to offer free physicals during registration hours. New Hope's first day of school will be August 10th. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital. 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Ubinger's Furniture cares about our customers. So to help you with your furniture and bedding purchases, we're offering up to 4 years free financing. Minimum purchase and approval required. See store for details. At Ubinger's, we have everything you need to make your home more comfortable. It's time to sink into a comfy new recliner, sofa, or luxurious new mattress. So shop now with no money down and up to 4 years free financing. Only at Ubinger's Furniture Company, where the deal's worth a drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
In other news, the Edwards County 4-H has released the results of several virtual shows. Each participant in the horse show received a blue ribbon. Kaylee Vallette had two entries in the gelding halter class, and she also took part in the horsemanship and showmanship classes. Olivia Bosecker had an entry in the gelding halter class, Natalie Shelby was in the pony halter class, and Josie Marie was in the mare halter class. All entries in the small pet show also received blue ribbons. Madison Miller and Kaylee Sanford exhibited in Cats 1, Braden Sanford in Cats 2, Colby Terry in Guinea Pigs, and Hezekiah Hawkins and Xander Hawkins in Other Snakes. Kaylee Vallette and Adeline McCaleb participated in the dog show's dog care class, and both were awarded blue ribbons. The rabbit show had 13 exhibitors, showing a total of 56 entries. Exhibitors included Kaylee Vallette, Riley Delancey, Ashlyn Wise, Faith Hawkins, Hannah Hawkins, Bristol Duncan, Aaliyah Bear, Lillian Bear, Braden Childers, Haley Perry, Quade Sawyer, Cooper Lynch, and Owen Lynch. All entrants were awarded blue ribbons. 40-year-old Fairfield resident Jennifer K. Arnold was booked in the Wayne County Jail Saturday afternoon on a Wayne County warrant for arson. Arnold was held pending the posting of $5,020 bond. 18-year-old Fairfield resident David K. Porter was arrested Saturday afternoon by Fairfield police after an investigation into the theft of a firearm. Porter was charged with theft over $500 and possession of a stolen firearm, taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Former Frontier Community College president Dr. Tim Taylor is a candidate for the vacant college president position at Shawnee Community College. Dr. Taylor served as FCC president from 2008 to 2014, and he was replaced by current president Dr. J. Edgren. Most recently, Dr. Taylor served as campus president at Oakland Community College. Other candidates for Shawnee's position include Drs. Denise Cruz, Heather Biggard, Kathleen Curfee, Scott Stallman, Carrie Diatley, Richard Pagan, and Paige Niehaus. Interviews are scheduled to run through August. The Wayne County Health Department announced one additional case of COVID-19 in the county yesterday afternoon, a male in his 70s. The case brings the county's total to 30. 23 people had recovered, 6 were in isolation at home, and no one was hospitalized with the virus. One person with a confirmed positive case passed away. The department will continue to investigate each case to ensure the isolation of the positive patient and the quarantine of those who had close contact with them. The number of cases can be reduced by adhering to the Restore Illinois recommendations, washing hands frequently, disinfecting surfaces, and socially distancing. The State Department of Public Health announced 1,541 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and one additional death. Statewide totals sat at 171,424 cases and 7,398 deaths. Most counties in southeastern Illinois reported new cases over the weekend, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov. Marion, Clay, Richland, Lawrence, Jefferson, and White counties each reported at least one new case on the state site in the last 2 days. Williamson County added 43 cases over the weekend, and Franklin County added 17. The latest positivity rate for the southern region of the state was 5.9% on July 23rd. The rate was 3.6% on the 14th. Hospital admissions have increased 2 days in the same time span, and bed availability remained over 50% for both intensive care and medical surgical units. Starting tomorrow, Fairfield Community High School will hold its registration for the upcoming year. Athletic Director Bobby Wells says each day will be designated for a specific class, and hopefully an online option will be available.
Registration's coming up. We go the 28th, the 29th, the 30th, and the 31st from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening. On the 28th, we ask our seniors to register, the 29th, the juniors, the 30th, the sophomores, and the 31st, freshmen. But we are also hoping to put out, and I think we're ready to go. We got a couple other small glitches we're taking care of today that on the 27th, we will also go live with an online-based registration via the FCHS Mules webpage.
Parents who cannot make the date for their student's class should call the school to set up an appointment for another day, and families with children in multiple classes can come on any applicable day for their students. Appearing on the Community Connection last week, Wells said Mule Mania for incoming freshmen will still take place.
We do have Mule Mania coming up on the 5th of August. That is going to be a little different than what it has been in the past. We are still going to offer the in-person edition of Mule Mania with obvious social distancing, masking, all the other requirements that we have to take as a school district, but then we're also going to offer a virtual version of Mule Mania for those incoming freshmen and incoming freshman parents who just don't feel comfortable sending their kids yet.
Regarding sports, Wells said he has heard the rumors of possibly pushing the start of sports back several months. Other options discussed in the past by the IHSA have included flipping certain sports, such as football, to the spring semester or canceling sports outright. The IHSA Board of Directors was scheduled to meet last Wednesday to discuss the matter, but that meeting was delayed to this Wednesday. The Fairfield City Council will meet tomorrow at 6. The meeting will be held via phone conference, and anyone wishing to join should call 844-854-2222 shortly before 6, enter access code 767116#, and state their name when prompted. The agenda's first item of business deals with a memorandum of understanding with IBEW on residency changes. An alderman will also hear a resolution on interfund loans and transfers. The council is scheduled to amend ordinances regarding residency, as well as the utility rate ordinance, to include effective dates for years 2 through 5 in its 5-year plan. The final listed items deal with street closures. One request is from Not Your Ordinary Church for August 30th from 3 to 10 p.m., and the other is from the Fairfield Elks for October 17th. The Illinois unemployment rate dropped slightly from May to June, going from 14.8 to 14.6%, according to recent statistics from the Illinois Department of Employment Security. The state's June 2019 rate was 4.1%. Wayne County's rate dropped from 15.7% in May to 10.6% in June, and Edwards County's dropped from 13% to 9.3%. In June 2019, Wayne County's rate was 4.5%, and Edwards County's was 3.6%. All unemployment rates around the area dropped from May to June as well, though they are still well above their June 2019 counterparts. Hamilton County went from 12.9% to 9.1%. White County dropped from 11.9% to 9.7%, Wabash County from 13.6% to 9.8%, and Richland County from 11.7% to 9.3%. Clay County dropped to 12.1% from 20.3%, Jefferson County went to 13.5% from 19.5%, and Marion County to 12.4% from 18%. Lawrence and Saline counties checked in at 10.9% and 13.8% respectively. Saline County had the highest unemployment rate in the area, and Hamilton County had the lowest. Nationwide, unemployment dropped from 13% in May to 11.2% in June. The June 2019 rate was 3.8%. Governor J.B. Pritzker has extended the state's ban on evictions through August 22nd. Kim Howard reports.
In addition to a longer eviction moratorium, Governor Pritzker says the state is launching two $150 million grant programs for renters and homeowners struggling to keep a roof over their heads.
I take this step today because I want to ensure that we have support in place for those who are most vulnerable. Starting the week of August 10th, applications will open for renters, and then the week of August 28th for homeowners. Through the fall, recipients will be awarded grants of $5,000 for renters and up to $15,000 for homeowners.
For further information, visit the website ihda.org. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Recent rains have been beneficial to northern and central Illinois farmers, according to DTN Chief Agriculture Meteorologist Bryce Anderson.
Certainly Illinois, I think, was the big winner when it came to rainfall in terms of crop impact over the last week, because there were some areas in north central and central Illinois that were needing rainfall, and here we got the rain moving in to really help things out. As far as the remainder of the Midwest is concerned, it's maybe a little bit iffy because parts of the eastern Corn Belt in Indiana and Ohio are still pretty dry, and they need to have some more rainfall. We've seen some rain develop in Minnesota that's been very useful. Iowa's been kind of varied. Nebraska's had some rain, and northern Missouri has had some rain. And so the dry areas are maybe not quite as large as they have been. And in the meantime, you've got some real high production areas that are doing quite well.
Last week's crop report had 92% of the state's corn crop and 93% of its soybean crop in fair to excellent condition. A federal deal in which utility giant ComEd will pay a $200 million fine to settle an investigation into a bribery scheme at the state capitol has implicated House Speaker Michael Madigan, but he has not been charged with any wrongdoing. However, with Madigan in control for nearly 35 years, term limit reform has once again entered the state discussion. Advocates say limits could prevent the entrenchment that has aided Madigan's alleged involvement. Others say corruption reform needs a broader approach, and term limits alone won't change anything, as Ohio House Speaker Larry Householder was arrested last week on bribery charges. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Many colleges and universities are facing uncertain times as they plan for the fall semester. At Frontier Community College, we want you to know that we are planning for face-to-face classes while focusing on classroom safety and sanitation. Don't take the risk of going into debt for education that may only be offered online. Plan your future at Frontier, where we offer high-quality education at an affordable rate. Visit our website at iecc.edu and call 842-3711 to meet with an advisor today.
currently in Fairfield, it's 88. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,551, up 82. The NASDAQ is at 10,466, up 103. September crude oil is at $41.25. That is down 4 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 95-year-old West Salem resident Edna Marie Myers died on Friday. Marie Myers is survived by children John Myers of Missouri, James Myers, Gary Myers of West Salem, Ada Parks of Atlanta, and Wilma Luthy of Albion, 10 grandchildren, 6 step-grandchildren, and numerous great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. Services for Marie Myers will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem. Memorials may be made to the West Salem Christian Church, West Salem Senior Citizen Center, or African Christian Mission. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old Carmi resident Billy L. Carroll died last Tuesday. Billy Carroll is survived by his wife, Darlene, 4 children, 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild, and siblings Joe Carroll, Jack Baker, Sherry King, and Gay Wood. No services for Billy Carroll will be held. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of arrangements. 24-year-old Norris City resident Cole T. Tucker died on Saturday. Cole Tucker is survived by his mother, Becky Warren of Broughton, father Jim Tucker of Norris City, daughter Landry, siblings Sydney and Cord, 4 grandparents, and 1 uncle and great aunt. Graveside services for Cole Tucker will be held at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday at the Norris City Oddfellow Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday at Campbell Funeral Home in Norris City. Memorials may be made to the NCOE archery team, and they will be accepted at the funeral home. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Interiors Sit and Sleep in Vincennes. 1 year anniversary sale is going strong. Darv, tell us what's going on this week.
We have special pricing on all of our living room furniture, mattress sets, recliners, lift chairs, even some bedroom furniture as well.
What are some things you'd like to tell our listeners?
Well, yeah, I'd like to invite all your listeners. They've not had a chance to stop by here and see everything that I have here or things that I can get. We've got some special pricing. We're having a great time.
Do you have financing?
We do have financing available. We offer delivery as well. We also have a no credit check financing.
And tell our listeners again why you decided to have the special savings event.
Well, we've decided since we've been here for 1 year and our anniversary sale, we've kind of pulled all the chocks out and we're making special deals throughout the entire store. We're giving away 2 free Holiday World tickets. There's no purchase necessary for that. All you have to do is stop by and get registered. I look forward to seeing all your listeners out there to stop by and see what all we have.
It's Interior, Sit, and Sleep. Across from Dumas North 6th Street, Vincennes.
Monday is Sancho Day at Taco Tierra. Sanchos are on sale today and every Monday at Taco Tierra in Fairfield, Mount Carmel, and Princeton. Add a little spice to your life at Taco Tierra.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, an 80% chance for rain. Today we'll have a high of 88, 50% chance for showers tonight with a low of 70, and sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 85. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, partly sunny on Wednesday with a high of 88 and low of 70. A chance for showers on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 80 and low of 68. Scattered showers are possible on Friday. Friday will have a high of 80 with a low of 62.